Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Collective. My name is Joey, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm joined by Magenta Ash. How you doing?
And I'm feeling a lot better tonight, so, yeah, I'm ready to get this party started.
Well, neither one of us feel like death anymore, so that's always an improvement.
Indeed. Oh, looks like
Unless
we have a caller already, Joey.
Go for it.
Bam.
Yo. Hey.
Hey.
What's up? Next.
Hello. How are you?
Can you hear me? Pretty epic. I just got off offset. So we just shot a movie where I shot and killed somebody, and it's kind of cool.
Well, Joey,
surprise. Like I got called last second. I go all the way out to Louisiana for some True Blood movie. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
But just wanted to call in. You were sick yesterday. Are you feeling okay now?
Yeah, I had like heat exhaustion. I was out at a St. Patty's block party all day, and I just came home and like vomited all over and died. So feeling much better now. So.
I bought this T-shirt that had a leprechaun on it that says in dog beers I've only had one.
Well, Joey, I know I'm gonna let Joey take it from here.
Cool.
Because since this is his episode, so Joey, you can come on aboard.
The whole. Skinwalker, shapeshifter, any sort of thing like that, I've always been interested in. Because, once again, it's one of those things where just about every culture on Earth has some sort of shapeshifter or someone who is the medicine man or the evil person or something like that that takes the form of an animal by using their skin. And I always wondered, you know, people say every legend has a grain of truth in it. And I always wonder what the grain of truth in that whole story would be.
Well, starting off from, you know, my extent of what Skinwalker is that nobody really knows, you know, what they are until they experience them. I went up to a reservation up at Osage about a couple of years ago, and my first vision was I was on the reservation hunting down the skinwalker, and so I hunted down in the kitchen, and I find it's like three little medicine pouches all hanging up there, and you know, three is quite a significant number in quite various cultures. You got the trifecta and so on, and as these medicine pouches just burst into flames. The skinwalker starts to die and, you know, gets enveloped into the shadows. And as it's dying, it bursts out of the shadows and curses become my own skinwalker. So I wake up in the middle of the woods, all furred and fanged out and with broken shackles around me. I just felt free. Like, I finally knew what I was in life. And, you know, I went there for answers. The res, and you know, I came back with answers, and you know, so joyous. I told my buddies, like, hey, you know, I finally know what I am, and all the natives at the res are just like, oh, skinwalker. Well, that's great. You might not want to say that too loud and proud because, you know, in our culture it's kind of taboo, mainly because, like, you know, they're seen more as a chaotic entity where, you know, they can't really control what they are at times, and some of the surface thoughts that, you know, we have, and for those who don't know what surface thoughts are, it's kind of like your everyday life of when you're walking down a sidewalk and you see a bunch of people and you randomly feel that, oh, I wish I could just shoot these people, and that's not you. That's like, you don't know where that thought came from, and everyone has these psychoactive thoughts in them. So that's, you know, a good reason why, you know, people just are kind of afraid of the unknown and the uncontrollable. So, you know, luckily I found, you know, meditation through friends out there that, you know, kind of I confide in. And, you know, they sat me down. They're just like, hey, you know, we're still going to be here for you. And, you know, having a supportive community around the skinwalker aspect is something that, you know, everyone, you know, should probably have. Now, while they're kind of like outcasts within the community, they're still a part of the community. Because communities are basically like give and take. You know, you take the good with the bad, and it's still a community. So that's my story about it. And, you know, through meditation and so on, I found ways to shift. It's been kind of, I'm not going to say for sure that, you know, I am or I'm not, but it was such a strong vision that for that time I said that I was, and I'm still trying to find myself. So,
you know, the part there you said about finding yourself, I think that's something that, you know, a lot of people who have these, like you said, those thoughts, you see someone and you have these really negative thoughts, just it randomly happens. Always, you know, I guess I've always joked around with people when I have that, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just a little crazy, I have those thoughts. But now that you mention it like that, I wonder how many people who go through that, if there is actually more, something more to it than, you know, how everyone says, well, that person's just nuts, that person's crazy.
Well, everyone's going to call somebody crazy for having a crazy thought. I mean, that's the whole point of having a crazy thought. It's the point that, you know, who's really more crazy in the aspect? Is it the person that's seeing this, that's not choosing to forgive that person for that crazy thought, that hasn't gone through that crazy thought, or is it the person that had the crazy thought, the crazy one?
We do have someone else, you know, calling in, so I just want to, sorry to interrupt you.
Can you all hear me right now?
Yeah, we're on the air, so there's Mick, Joey, and welcome. Let you guys continue. You guys
hello, my name, hello, all of you that is online. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Reche, and I am the leader of the UGW, and I sponsor an organization that tries to create a peace amount of things and purge ignorance or whatnot. And we have how many on the line right now?
Four.
There's currently four.
Yeah, three or four, yeah.
All right, just four. Okay, and Miss Ashley, I really thank you for letting me do this. I had many complications with me just trying to speak how I really wanted to about things, but many times when I have done that in the past, I was usually overcrowded by ignorance. I'm sure you saw my video inside a vampiric group or whatnot.
Yes.
Perhaps.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to link it in the Facebook group, we'd much appreciate that.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I did not hear you.
If you want to link it in the Facebook group.
Yes, well, most definitely, yeah. But I've been kicked out of it, so.
No. If you want to link it on Ashley's page for this,
yes, most definitely. Yeah, we can most definitely talk about this. So, yes, you want to say something?
No, we're just waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about was what are the topic? Is the topic open for debate right now, or just anything right now?
And we're talking about skinwalkers.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Well, I've been doing very great research on those type of beings, actually, and I know a great ordeal of them, and I know a great ordeal of other supernatural beings. I do studies on pretty much a lot of the most popular known beings of their kind of sorts.
Cool. What do you know about skinwalkers?
Well, the thing we have to know about skinwalkers is that most of them, the name that they're called in the tribes or whatnot, are usually called Yanavlushi. And they are a type of creature that can walk inside the skins of another person and become that being. Also, they're mostly known in the tribes of the Navajo. And yes, I've talked to the tribes of the Navajo, and they've told me about the skinwalker or whatnot.
Yeah. Now, one thing I have seen, you know, most social engineers that can basically just breeze through different scenes and groups and cultures and communities,
mm-hmm.
I see that more as a skinwalker trait. Pretty much saying that, you know, if I put on a suit and I walk around with, like, a Nikon camera, as I usually do, I can usually get into any scene or scenery just enough for free without any questions being had. Now, if you walk around in, like, you know, jeans and a T-shirt, you'll get more questions as to whether or not you're supposed to be there, and so on. So, you know, a skinwalker is pretty much the face that you put on and how you present yourself. You know, a lot of people watch and are kind of like the sigma male of society, where they're kind of always living on the fringe, you know, and they pick up on how to communicate and, like, you know, get between the cracks. I also see that as a skinwalker trait. You know, they're putting on a different persona. They're kind of being one of the crowd, like they're supposed to be there, and they're not really noticed until they get what they want and they leave.
I see. But I believe the biggest problem with the generation today is that they can't really tell from the real supernatural side of things and a human-made supernatural side of things. A lot of things that have I would say not have come from the skinwalker theory, but have came from the way the skinwalkers are presented. A lot of things have came from that. And the thing is that one of the most troublesome things I come across is these people. They call themselves, I forgot what they call themselves, but they identify themselves with a particular animal. When they identify themselves as a particular animal, I can't think of it or whatnot. Can't think of the name.
Are you talking about Therian or Shaman?
Yeah, Therian. Yes, most definitely Therian. They identify themselves with a certain creature. Now, the thing that most people don't understand is that anyone can associate themselves with a certain animal and become one with a certain animal. This is how it's actually been done in many rites and shamanism or whatnot.
I don't see that as the case. I've spoken to, the local pagan community, and I've spoken to, like, people that are really, you know, community leaders in the pagan community, and a lot of people, you know, not everyone can identify themselves with an animal. Some people just can't. It's just, you know, you're trying to generalize, like, the whole population as a whole, and it's not possible. You know, some people, like, believe in Christianity. Some people believe in, you know, shamanism. Some people are just atheists.
Right. Christianity is more of a religion. That's a totally different subject, and that's a very much more touchy subject. And it's really hard to compare religion to something that is as less concrete as the Aryans. There's not many clear and legit Therarians that can really hold their place. Now, the whole basis on this, the whole basis on Therarians is the prospect that whatever you're in the mood for, when you have people in this country, in the American country, they are very associated with trying to get by with life, living in very, very fast types of it's a very fast type of culture that we live in. Or even if it's something like that, many people don't really have time for supernatural aspects. They usually get what they see watching movies and looking at documentaries. They don't have time to explore things for themselves. So when you say you can't just really classify people like that, yes, that's agreeable, but that's not saying that they cannot do that certain type of thing. Every human being can associate themselves with an animal. However, it's all about who's interested in what, and who's willing to go the extra mile to do something like that.
Yeah. Well, it's not just about the person that you've got to worry about, it's the community around that person. A lot of people are afraid of Therians, and, just as people are afraid of skinwalkers. In this sense, we're both basically saying that skinwalkers and Therians are in the same boat, so let's roll with that.
People fear skinwalkers. People do not fear Therians.
Some people actually do fear Therians as well.
There's a lot of soft people, especially in America. There's a lot of soft people in America, so that doesn't really come to surprises me.
You're always gonna find somebody that's gonna fear another culture, no matter what. The whole xenophobia is always going to be present in no matter which culture that you have. And that's basically because we lack the motivation to sit down and try to, form a basis of understanding between two rival parties or two ununderstood parties. I don't think that's a word, but you get my point. It's just that, we're all misunderstood creatures trying to figure out life, reality, spirituality, and so on.
When you say misunderstood creatures, that makes me arouse how the way you think. When I hear the Aryans talk about themselves, they usually refer to themselves as creatures. They really refer to themselves as humans. After I talk to them, they say, yeah, we refer to ourselves as humans, but yet they usually keep using these terms. All right, there's nothing wrong with that, but another term that really gets under my skin is when they say other kin. What is your definition of other kin?
Other kin is just the basis spiritual aspect of anything outside of the Therian animal spectrum. So if you're saying that can physically exist in this, in this realm, then you're an otherkin. If you say that you're a fairy, you're an otherkin. If you say that you're a vampire, you're an otherkin. Now, that doesn't necessarily deviate from whether or not you may or may not be a skinwalker, which is our topic tonight. We're trying to base whether or not one person can actually just change the form, visually and, physically, and just become a totally different animal creature or whatever. A lot of people can identify with that animism is the base form of, paganism and most forms of spirituality, and it's the innermost chakra that, we all face. And it's been there throughout time. You can see it on cave drawings and such, and the transformations have been there, since the caves up in Germany that are like 40,000 years old, where you see the guy transforming into a stag. And it's been around for us. The human mind wants to become one with the beast and, you know, transform and experience what it is to be another creature. And once
you
give in to the beast...
When you say transform, do you mean physically or spiritually or mentally?
Well, it's all going to be spiritual. When you start to focus on it, it becomes a mental aspect. And when we start to delve into the mindset, our reality starts to blur. And, you know, our definition of what's real is all relative, of course. And we basically, reality starts to blur. And when we start to say that, oh, well, I'm a physical shifter, I can, you know, P-shift at will, I look at those people as they're a very spiritual mindset of people that can meditate so hardcore that they can feel themselves physically shifting. And, you know, when a person looks at me or looks at another physical shifter, you can basically see that that person is a totally different person, like a skinwalker, where, you know, you'll see me all happy and cheery with a bright face, and I'll go into my room and I'll meditate, and, you know, I'll shift mentally and to the point where I feel that I shifted physically when I've come out of that room.
When you shift mentally, but it's still not shifting physically. I believe the problem with the today's community today is that so many people are so close to touching the basis of the animal that they want to stir certain terms away and fit them inside of a category where it can fit them more and where it can make more sense to them, whereas in actuality, that's not how it truly was. There have been beings that have physically shifted, and there are still beings that can physically shift and manifest their body in a way where it's visible. When you physically shift, you change a part of your body where it's physically visible, and it can be analyzed and tested and experimented with. That's the kind of person I am. I experiment with certain types of physical things, and I really don't like getting into the spiritual concept of things because that topic, that very topic right there, can be varied. I can get very spiritual if I want to, but I like to look for more and correct the things that people do that try to get a certain word and try to fit it to somewhere where it just doesn't really fit. A lot of the Aryans use in their community, quote-unquote community, I don't really acknowledge it as a community, but at least it's
it's a great community. It's a huge community. It's very supportive.
I have to say, it's a lot better than the vampire community. I despise the vampire community because you have too many people that are fakes in the vampire community. They try to play dress-up and they try to look.
Hold on. I'm not going to, you know, point fingers and call people a fake. When we start to call people a poser, people a fake, we're basically shutting those people out of the knowledge of what we know. When people come into a community, they're very lively characters. You know, they're very like, oh, I believe that I'm this. I believe that, you know, I'm this, this, and this. And, you know, a lot of things that they say are very offensive to the older people of the community that have been in it for like a year,
or a decade or more. I'm going to say this. There's a lot of leaders, very powerful men who've had power over people for years, but then there comes this one person that knows the truth about everything. And you know what usually happens to that person? They usually kill him or they try to get rid of him and all their followers. This usually happens because people are ignorant and not understanding of things and they're not accepting of the truth.
That's what you've had throughout all time. I mean, you've had, you know, witch trials, you've had, you know, people slaying skinwalkers. I mean, you've had gentrification of, you know, the Native American races, and just genocide for point out of, you know, just let's wipe the slate clean of all the spiritual nonsense and have one set mind. You know, it's not something that I like to see, because, you know, the whole basis of, you know, doing the face techniques is not, you know, we're not understanding, you know, what it is to be spiritual beings at all.
A lot of people in these communities don't really understand how things truly are, because they have poor leaders that don't really know how to tell people and have them get knowledge where they really, really need the knowledge. A lot of people are often misled by false penmanship. And this is the most cruelest thing that I've seen, mostly in big societies and big groups. That's why I keep the UGW small. I keep the UGW very small, because I know that
there is a Skinwalker community. It's very supportive. And it's different from the Therian community. It's different from, you know, the vampire community. The Skinwalker community is very discreet. They're very, you know, they keep to themselves about it. You know, having a show like this, I mean, I did invite a few people that knew a little bit more about it. Unfortunately, we changed dates, so it's a bit harder to reschedule it on quick notice. But, you know, for the most part, you know, we're always going to be out and about in this world. You know, I kind of lost track of what I was going to say.
The biggest problem with everyone is that they have not seen what really is, what really exists. They have not seen. And you have all these people that try to
be. You're right.
I
mean, people can't see what's in front of them at times. The best quotes come from the pagan leaders that, you know, I've encountered as well, where, you know, they've shown their doubts about, you know, what I am. They showed their own doubts about, you know, the physical shifters and whatnot. And, you know, I pulled them aside because they've got other physical shifters in the group as well. And I basically told them, like, you know, I was like, hey, at one point you believed in, you didn't believe in magic until somebody showed you. And he's like, yeah. And, you know, you believe in magic because you're a spiritual leader. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, some people out there just can't see the magic because they've got filters up in front of them. And once you get past those filters and you actually realize, like, hey, you know, magic actually does exist. Hey, there is a spirituality behind everything. And it takes a while for people to awaken, for people to break through those filters. Even for him, even though he had shifters within his own group, he was so caught up in the pagan culture that he could never actually see a shifter himself. And until he realized that he himself had his own version of a filter that he had to meditate on, and he had to break through and actually see what it is to shift. Because, as I said, you know, he doesn't have an animal spirit to relate to. So, for a lot of people, they have to look within themselves and see what it means to shift. And the meaning behind that is, like, it's always lost in translation from person to person.
I don't really target the Therian community. I really don't have too many problems with them, because I've seen some, I said some, I'm not saying a lot, I've seen some legit Therians. Some of them take hold of the Therians so much because they think, oh, this is Therian, this is our thing, we're separate from everyone else, when in actuality, anyone can become a Therian. Just like anyone can become a monk. I'm not saying it's going to be just as easy for you than someone else, because actually it could be harder for someone else, but anyone can become a Therian. Anyone can. Anyone can become a monk. They have their own thing. They have their own thing. And I actually really don't have as many problems from them as I do in the vampire community, maybe because I claim myself as a vampire, as a true vampire being. However, for the Therian community,
Where are you from?
Where am I from? Dominican Republic, Panama.
Okay.
I hate to jump in and cut everyone off, but we're about to run out of time. I really am glad that you two called in and we got to hear this conversation tonight. And is there anything that y'all would like to say before we have to wrap it up?
That's cool. I mean, I appreciate the time that we spend talking about. I wish there was a little bit, we had a little bit more time to talk about it, but, you know, we've always got next week. I hope everyone tunes in for that.
Indeed. I do have to say I do enjoy talking. I feel that our time was so very short, but I feel like this topic could be something that could really go really, really far. But
I think that we got a lot, you know, cranked out into the session. So, you know, I'm very pleased that, you know, you guys had me on. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I just want to let you guys know we do have a 30-minute time limit, unfortunately, right now, but hopefully in the future we'll be able to do at least an hour show. I want to remind everybody who's listening, Mix will be on the show next Saturday as a full-on guest, so I'm very glad to have him back on. Hopefully we'll have more conversation. Mm-hmm. So thank you, guys, and thanks, everyone, listening. You guys have a wonderful night.
All right, you as well.
Yeah, next week I hope to be talking about Sigma mentalities and Sigma males and more about the world culture. So if you have any questions for next week, be sure to prepare them, and we hope to have some great callers calling in like we had tonight.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I will make sure to post on Miss Ashley's page or whatnot about some more things that I've talked about and Yeah,
we hope to hear from you, man. Take care.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Well.
Bye.
Bye.